Good morning.
Our today's Bible reading will be taken from the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, or verse 1 to 4 and 8. Chapter 3, verse 1 to 4 and 8. It reads, "Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle and to show perfect courtesy towards all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. Verse 4, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, verse 8, the same is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people." Amen.
Amen.
Good friends.
Good morning.
It's another time to pray for the Lord Almighty God to learn from His Word. This moment, we want to summarize ourselves on the topic you see on the board: maintaining good works. From the verse we read, it has shown to us that we are once a kind of human being before, that are full of bad words, that are full of bad characters, that are full of bad behaviors in any form, disobedient and in likewise. But now that we have been transformed, I'm not talking to the people in the world, I'm talking to ourselves that world are Christians. We have been transformed from the darkness, from the world, to what? To the barrier of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what God expects to us is that to see what good works in what? In our hands. Are we ready for the good works? That's the first question. Before we can maintain something, that shows that there's an existing something. If I can maintain my car, that means I have what? The car. If I can maintain anything, that means that thing is what? Is existing. Is there any existing good works in our hands? These are questions we must think about. In the book of the same passage John read, in Numbers 8, he said, "This is a fatal sin, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful. Those who have believed in God should be careful." We were advised the world to be careful. Careful what? To maintain good works. Even with the good work we are doing, we must be very careful in what? In maintaining it. So that we will not want our words slip away from what? From our hands. So I will not be discouraged while doing it. A lot of things are there attached to doing good works. These things are good and profitable to what? To men, and even to what? To God. This morning, our brother is teaching us about leadership in the church. We are not forcing anybody to be a leader. It's a choice. We must desire it. There must be that hungry spirit in us. How to do this thing for the Lord without looking anybody's face. And we need to now maintain those good works when we have them and our work in our custody. Christians should be careful and always be ready for good works. Do we have good works at all? Before we come to talking about maintaining or sustaining the good work we are doing. Whenever we are talking about good works, it must pass the standard of God. The main thing that people say are good, but to the style of God is what? is not good. When we are talking about good works we have to the Lord, as a Christian, it must pass the standard of what? Of God. With the right motive. With a right motive. Not a wrong motive in a way to harm the other person. You know, as we were growing up, he said you throw a maize to what? A hen or a chicken. For a purpose of what? To slaughter the chicken. But chicken never knew. The hen never knew that it's going for what? For slaughtering. It was eating and enjoying with what? A good motive. Ah, my boss is still what? Feeding me. But the better feeding is what? Happy and second motive are what? I'm going to catch you and what? And slaughter you. So whenever you are dealing with anything, it must be of what? A right motive. With the work in our hands or the work we do, what is the motive behind it? Come to church today in the good works. Are we really in the presence of the Lord? Are we really serving God? John 4:28 says what? John 4:4. He said, this is time and the hour when true what? Worshipper. Not just worshipper. That means that our first worshipper and our what? True worshipper. What is my intention? What is my motive? From leaving my house and come here is a good work. Sharing people up is a good work. Sweeping the floor here is a good work. Whatever work we do in the house of the Lord, bringing people, these are part of good work that we have to do. But the thing there is what? How carefully am I maintaining those good works? But the devil is not happy. For us to come here this morning, the devil is not happy. Because he wants us to stay behind the dome, doing something. That what happened to what? To David. He was supposed to be in the war front, fighting. But he stayed there at home, and he saw the what? What's coming out of it. In the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 14, Joshua called the children of Israel to fear God and serve him what? With sincerity. When we are here, no matter the situation we are facing, no matter what comes around us, we must not forget the purpose of us coming here. We must not forget the purpose of us being what? Being a Christian. Cain and Abel are one of the examples. They all offered sacrifice to God. They all was in action. They brought something for the Lord. But one was accepted, one was what? Rejected. But the striking point, what God told Cain, let's go to Genesis again. Chapter 4. We are all familiar with the stories, but what verse 7 says is this: if you do well, that what God told Cain, if you do well, will you not be accepted? That means if anyone you do, it was not good enough, was not accepted, something else will come up to this. And now that's afraid that we know the stories. This is the early period of what? Of church coming up. There are needy people among us. People start bringing it to what? To help the needy. But my family said, come on, let's also do what? To showcase that we also what? We are capable. It's a wrong motive. The land that I sold, the land we sold, it's hard. The old Peter was telling her, who owns the land? We are the owner. We sold it. It's our job to say, oh, I'm giving that, I'm not giving it out. Not by bragging or what, to come and showcase. Yeah. But end up, they kept some. You are living by grace. Today, probably I will not even be here today, I'm gone. We all are living by grace in any area we have done wrong to what? To the world or word of God. There's also another example of people that we can follow. We talk about Dorcas, Tabitha. We know what she did. In the book of Acts chapter 9, verse 30 to 39, can someone open and read for us? Acts chapter 9, verse 36. At Joppa, there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated doctor. This man was full of good works. He said what? The doctor of what? Was full of good works. Not just works, they said was full. Are we empty? Doctor was what? Was full of good works. And people around him what? They praised her. And charitable deed, which he did. But it happened, he fell sick and died. What he had done, he still reminded him. People remember what he did. They cried, they weep for doctors. And that shows us, no matter how good what we have, we can't cheat nature. Death will come, sickness will come, illness will come, loss of job will come, anything can come in our way. You know what you always say? God, why me? Why not she? Why not him? With all the good works I was, I've been doing. That doesn't mean that when you are doing the good work, things will not happen. It's the nature. Sickness will come. Even doctors that treat the hospital, don't they sick? They fall sick. The car you drive every day, as soon as possible, you also fall sick one way or the other. They don't take the work to mechanic. So what we're saying is that we saw something in the scripture that was full of good works. But what happened to her? She's sick and died. So what should happen in our mind while we're even doing our good works? We must not be discouraged in anything that comes along our way to discourage us from what? From doing those things that are good. So some people believe that anytime you're doing good, nothing evil comes your way. No. Both good and better and bad happen to what? To man in life. Doing good work does not change nature, as I've said. So we as a Christian must be able to see that good works are things that God desires, that make us happy. In the book of Titus, 1 chapter 3, verse 1, he says, you desire the office of what? Of a bishop, desire what? Good things. That would be what the Bible says. So in the heart of the Lord, what we have today, God expects to see good things in what? In our hands. But I can't give you that slide. It sounds like that. There is a cross that is so enlightening to help us in any time we are at this stage. That in the heart of the Lord, that some that have gold, that some God have blessed with what? With a silver, that some God have blessed with what? With bronze. Whatever thing you are blessed with, what do you do them for? Are they valuable? Are they things that bring reward to the Lord? The song says like this, amazing. In thy house, all thy long, there are many, many vessels, some made of gold, silver, and bronze.
Father, make me a vessel unto all.
saying is that in the house of the Lord, we are being gifted in different areas. I don't know the gift God has given you. The gift God has given me might be different from what God has given to our judge. But the purpose there is that whatever gift you are being given to, it must be to what? To honor God. Amen. It must be to what? To honor God. So that at the end of the day, our race on this surface will never be in what? In vain. Let us make ourselves significant in the house of God. And everywhere we find ourselves, it is individual and collective responsibility to make ourselves available for God's usage. Every soul that God used in the scripture, they never be there sleeping or lying down. God saw something tangible in them. Moses, God used Moses. He was given an excuse. We do the same thing today. Whatever your excuse I gave, God said, what? I don't care. Go back to your house. Call your brother Aaron. He'll be your spokesman. God chose David. He saw something good in him. He brought him home. God used Saul. But later, what happened? He fell on your what? On the grace by disobedience. Only disobedience. He fell on what? On that surface. The book of Luke chapter 1 verse 8, he said, the word of God must not be out of the word of our mouth. If you meditate on God's word day and night, observe and do according as it is written. Observe and do according as it is what written in that scripture. It shall make your way by way prosperous. And something was attached to that word. He said, you're going to have what you call good success. That means that things people call success, they're not that success in our face. That thing about the book of Revelation, chapter 2 to chapter 3, all the churches, the Bible said they have good things in them. But on the area, he said, but therefore, but henceforth, do what? Amend. Change from what? From all these things. So when we're talking about this, it's only God that gave us what? A good success. And what the people of the world think about success or wealth is not the same thing with the Lord. He said in scripture that you are poor. You are a what? A poor. But in his own side, you are what? You are rich. Those that think they are rich, to the God's side, they what? They are more reasonable than what? Wretched people. That is what the scripture says, and not me. We are the light and salt of this world. We must not be hidden or lose our people. I know all our mothers at home, all our sisters, when there's no salt at home, you'll be running around because if there's no salt in the soup, it don't give any taste. It won't. No matter how you just put a drop, you feel it, the taste of it. We are Christians, we have to be the light of the world. We have to be so we have to sorting what people to make people happy. We want to shape up in our good works. And as we do it, it's God that do the work to bless us in all ramification. We should have good words that people can testify or vouch for us. We have them in scripture. God vouched for Abraham. It testified of him. I know Abraham. Did God know him? He said, I know Abraham. Because he what? He can guide his children. His children are what? And his own household. That they follow what? His paths. He talked about Job. Devil. Don't come across my son, Job. He said, yes. Because he guided, he gave me all the things he needed. Now, take everything, but don't take it so. God testifies of who we are. Even in the scripture, Joshua also testified himself. He said today, choose today whom we shall serve. I don't know if yours, but presently, myself and my family what will serve the Lord. This is a structure formation on what? On the word of God. And these are things we're going to see in the scripture that God testified of all the children when he found something good in them. Not only here, every day, everywhere we find ourselves, We must show ourselves in all our endeavors. Cornelius, the angel of God said in his prayer that he has what? Good works. I've come up before God as what? Memorial. Our good works by grace to come to the Lord in God, memorial. He was a devout man with sincerity and what? And truth. One who feared God with all his household. So we leaders, we fathers and mothers, we have a long great role to what? To play. I can't be a good man and my children are what? Are bad. I can't be a good husband and my wife is what? Is bad. It doesn't make the journey, the missionary work to do what? To be effective. There will be the way of what? Of dragging us back in that journey. So, all of us will be in that race, in that prayer. If it's the wife that is doing well, encourage your husband. That if you are running, we must do together. And if the father, be strong in the house to what? To encourage your wife. And when both father and mother are doing well, the children follow suit. Though the environment and everything are always there, but by prayer and be much conversant with the world, with the attitude. There's no easy things. In one way, if you are too close to your children, whatever you can do. It's not happening with them, though the heart is deceitful. Nobody knows it. I will tell people, I can't vouch for you because I don't know you. But when I know you, I can vouch that this is who you are. So I can't know your heart. As I'm here, nobody knows what I'm feeling. I can't know what I'm going through. Nobody knows what I want to do in the next 2 minutes. But God knows it. So husband and wife, we need to work together to help our family to grow as we saw a good example in this scripture. And but Paul also commended on Philemon. Of what? Of a good works. In Philemon chapter 4, let's read verse 7. Philemon 4, 7. Are we there? 4 to 7. I thank God, making mention of you always in my prayer, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the accomplishment of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the heart of the saints are being refreshed by who? By you. This is a recommendation from what? From Brother Paul to Philemon. What can you say about me? What can someone say about you? What are good works in you? Whatever the good works in you, the word God says what? We should sustain it or maintain it. But I cannot be slapped back. We should sustain it or what? Or maintain those good works in what? In our hand. And that's when God will what? We glorify in what? In heaven. The starting of the letter of the seven churches, like I said over there, he said what? I know your works. For every of the seven churches in Asia, he said what? I know what? Your works. I know what you are passing through. I know your tribulation. I know your strength. I know your weaknesses. Then in another area now, he said, all that good works, but there's still what? But, except only one of the church, at the seven, that was what? Scott passed. He said, I know your works. I know what you are passing through. I know your what? Affirmation. I know you are poor. But you still hold on to the faith you hold. But these things, please, he said what? Amen. But to be what on all or amen, except only one church. Church in service, I know your word, that you have a name, that you are alive. But what? You are dead. I said, I know your words. You show that you are alive, you are this and power and everything. But to me, you are what? You are dead. To other churches again, he said a lot of things to them. But the way I want to put on here is that book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, 14, 20, 3, 2, 16, 18. If I can read that, he said, but nevertheless, I have a few things against you. What are that few things God has against me? What are that few things God has against you? I don't know. We need to what? Check ourselves. He gives them the time to what? To change. Before the world, before it's getting what? Too late. So how do we go about this? First is that you must be guided at all time with God's instruction. You must be guided at all time with what? God's instruction. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted in your good works. It may not pay you now, but it will pay you in the future. And it's not even that thing. What about that? What the family was used to do? You don't murmur in the heart of the God. If you have the strength, do it. I don't know, do it for doing sake. He said, whatever you have time to do, do it what? All your minds. Do it all your strength. Have passion in it. And the God that I reward, and in due time, reward, will reward the children. You must not be, you must remain what? Focus in doing it. It's a race we are running, You must always remember, remain focused. And hand the word, be prayerful. Prayer is the key. With all that good work you are doing, some are there that doesn't like it. Why should people that judge alone? Come here every day, bring water. Are you the only one that has money? Are you the only one that has time that cannot wear tie? People are there that will tell that to you. If they didn't tell that to you, but can see them in their work, in their action that they didn't affect you. Don't be destroying the needs. That God, God, as long as they work with the right motive. Well, where I grew up, I see some people whereby at the end of the closing day, they use that car, take some people home by themselves, come back again before they go to the final home. And they do it for years. They didn't ask for any money for anybody. God knows how to bless his own children at the appropriate time. You don't tell God, God, I do this, so I want to bless this way. No. He may not bless me, my later, he may do my good work to bless my children. He may do me look about my good work to what? To bless my children. What I people say about this church itself? Later church, I know you. These are what you are. You are strange, but what? Your love is what? It's shaking. Go back to what? Your first love. How you work together? How you do things together? Go back there. That's what I'm saying. Yes, you come and worship. Is there anything lacking in our buying heart? If there is, God wants us to what? To change. Speak no evil of anyone. Be peaceful with all men if possible. Be gentle and show humility to all men at all time. Avoid foolish dispute and contention. These are things that affect your growth in the house of the Lord. When you avoid all these things, you see, we all will work with what? With the same mind. They must really say same word. Except two words agree together. If you don't agree together, we can't work together. If you don't agree together, whatever I'm saying, I'm not talking, the family are talking. Some of us, we fail a student in school. Why? Because we hate the teacher. We fail a student in school because we hate the teacher. Not to concentrate on what? On the subject. What that man, that brother is not good to me. You close the word, your head. Let us listen what? To the message, not the messenger. In the conclusion of this, let us go to Titus chapter 3, verse 14. Titus 3, 14. Are we there? And let our people also learn. Let our people also learn to maintain good words. That means you may say, but I'm lucky, I'm not gifted. You will not be gifted. See how the people are doing it at work and learn it. Desire it. Some people say, yeah, I was not born with it. I don't know how to make somebody laugh. I don't know how to cheer people up. If that is the way they can make you happy with it, learn it. Make people happy. I don't know how to greet, I don't know how to do this. He said what? Learn it. That's what I'm saying here. He said, also learn to maintain good words. Teach them. That was what I'm saying, but Paul teaches this morning about leadership, about being a bishop and things like that. He said, teach them to learn, to maintain good words, to to meet urgent needs, that they may not be unfruitful. This is where I'm going to hand up the sermon this morning. That we should try all we could to learn how the word to maintain good works. Not to be tired of that good works we are doing. Also to meet urgent needs of what of our brethren and brother and sister, we must not be stagnant in our doing. What I've done good today, that's the end of my journey. No. It's a what? A process. It's a progression. Keep on doing it. The one you do today, we help for tomorrow. We might be a fruitful Christian, that good with good works, or a fruitful Christian, with what? With bad works. God bless you this morning. Jesus' name.
Amen.